philosophy for rate setting, and then as we are currently operating under, allow the actual rate to be determined at this meeting, because they can get current information about inflation. But I think you've raised some concerns, and I think it would be helpful to address them, and I just want to understand. I think there's a negative effect on higher rates, have a negative effect on our competitive situation. While it may not affect the very wealthy or the very poor, there is this whole middle area that we're affecting. The fear of disenfranchising some Illinois families from access to quality education. Higher rates fly in the face of the reason for being of the land grant institution. By articulating the in advance that we're going to, in fact, raise rates, that we're contributing to runaway spending in higher education, because we're not putting the brake on. And then a general negative impact on the quality of the qualitative aspects of the student body. And I think that's generally what. And I think we can combine that with some of the comments that we've heard at other meetings, which I know we have extensive notes on. And then try to put together a response to all of that, and over the course of the rest of this year and summer, try to come up with a philosophy.
Very good. I would respond back to one area, and that's your challenge of costs, which I've been speaking out about also. I just want to reiterate, Walt, in the look at the year through the work of each campus and the things you're doing, some things that were mentioned yesterday of reducing costs, that's all being done to try to limit the effect of tuition on the students. But at the same time, as we think about trying to set something for a four-year period, not knowing where things are going to go in the future, it does come back and challenge us as to be responsible for a four-year period. We need to take a look. And I'm sensitive to your concern and all those issues, but given what we're facing, and even with all the efforts that the three campuses are doing, I think we have to do it. I agree with you. You need to come back and make sure that we as a group continue to believe in that. Any further questions or comments? Mr. President, again, we have another brief report from the Audit, Budget, Finance, and Facilities Committee.
Okay. Well, I appreciate that, Ed. I think before we go any further, we ought to maybe turn the meeting over to our host, Paula Allen Beers, thank her, express our appreciation for the hospitality that she and her staff has shown us once again. So thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Emma. Some remarks to welcome you and some updates. First of all, my last report focused on financial aid and retention and recruitment of excellent faculty, as well as some of the issues of deferred maintenance and the UIC's methodologies for dealing with cost recovery, as well as implementing the ARR charge. Today, I want to talk a bit about the impact and the advancement of the public good that we are embarking on at UIC. The impact UIC makes on the world beyond our campus will be the focus of my remarks this morning or afternoon. I'm not sure exactly what time of day it is now. But anyway, every day UIC betters the world we live in through our discoveries, our research, our engagement, and thanks to the award-winning accomplishments of our faculty, students, and alumni, which I will highlight for you this morning. From the sciences to the arts, from Washington, D.C. to Hollywood to Rome, from the tiniest nanoparticle to the greening of the globe, UIC is having impact. A colleague of mine, Frank Rhodes, who